I'm Dr. Arliss Wood, psychologist, along with Dr. Suzanne Wood, speech-language pathologist. Thank you for listening today to KGVM 95.9 KGVM.org. This is a health and happiness program, which airs at 7 o'clock on Monday evenings and 9 o'clock on Thursday mornings. We emphasize mental health and appreciate the Montana Psychological Association Public Education Committee for supporting us. Today we have a great program of interest, and yes, it can be mentally healthy to listen to. So Dr. Suzanne will now introduce.
We often misquote that old saying, music has the power to soothe the savage beast. Actually, when I checked it out, that saying is, music has charms to soothe a savage breast, to soften rocks, or bend a knotted oak. That was from William Congreve, maybe 100 or 200 years ago. But whichever, they were on to something. Music does have powers for the listener and the musician. Researchers validate that music changes the brain. Today, we've brought you some brain medicine. Please help us welcome singer, songwriter, guitarist, and brain stimulator, Cole Decker.
Made it off to school again. Swear this time I'll finish it. You don't have to worry all the time. She found herself a new boyfriend. He's nicer than I've ever been. Some say he's a little too polite. If history repeats itself, so long to my mental health, shoveling my problems to the side. I don't have too many friends. The ones I do ignore me when I can barely even hold my eyes. Am Anita Rose? What little do I know? Shooting pool and living fast. Throw away all of my cash. I swore I would never touch that stuff. Here I am still running round. Ain't much changed, I'm always down. I don't do my best to open up. Tells me what she knows.
great.
You know, it's kind of a mystery what music is. From Johns Hopkins University Medical Group, experts are trying to understand how our brains can hear and play music. A stereo system puts out vibrations, or a musician, that travel through the air and somehow get inside the ear canal. And these vibrations tickle the eardrum and are transmitted into an electrical signal that travels through the auditory nerve to the brain stem, where it is reassembled into something we perceive as music. Wow! But what that music does for us, and each one of these is very research-based, it reduces anxiety, reduces blood pressure, decreases pain, improves sleep quality, mood, mental alertness, and memory. So when I said that you were a brain stimulator, I was very serious, Cole. And we just want to thank you for coming today and giving us some good therapy. And tell us a little bit about how you came to be a musician.
Okay, yeah. So I started on piano at a pretty young age. My parents got me into that pretty young. And I eventually stopped doing that to do sports for pretty much all of middle school and high school. So I didn't, it was kind of never really a thing throughout that time. And then after high school, looking for things to do, I picked up a guitar again and really started playing and trying to write and that kind of thing. And that's kind of when everything started happening.
How about that? I picked up a guitar. Well, you know, Cole, I've picked up a guitar before, too, but nothing magical happened for me, so that's fantastical. And did you teach yourself to play, or did you have more lessons? You know, for people out there who might be interested in doing something akin to what you do, tell us how that process worked.
I learned through YouTube University. All of those courses on there, you can find anything you want to learn on guitar through YouTube. But there's, I still take lessons today. There's tons of really good online resources. Pick Up Music is a good one. Joe Robinson has a really cool fingerstyle course I've been going through for about a year now. There's, I mean, we have a computer in our hands that we carry around in our pockets
exactly.
Now.
So yeah, can, isn't that something?
Yeah, it's really just about staying consistent with it, and even on the days you don't think you have time or you don't want to, just picking up a guitar and trying to noodle around as much as you can.
Consistency, you have to keep playing.
Yeah.
And then your fingers kind of know where to go because they're in the groove, so to speak.
I've always found it amazing about the memory for words. Watching performers, guitarists, singers like yourself, whether it be Paul Simon or country western singer, can stand up and do hours of their songs they put together seemingly without any cues. So somehow it's just integrated. Is that what's happened with you on your songs?
I think it's a little more simple for me. It's, there's not a whole lot going on up there other than other than the words and the songs. I don't have too much to remember. So yeah, it's just for me, it's, that's all I do, you know. I've been a full-time musician for 2.5 years at this point, so my solo set and the band set and everything has gotten pretty comfortable up there.
Yeah. How's it going with the way that you're building your career?
It's going good. Everything is, you know, it's a little different because the last 2 years when I went on the venture to be a full-time musician, I kind of took a different approach as far as, you know, I didn't go out and just play a bunch of bar shows. I really focused on, because Montana has so many vacation, you know, corporate events, people out here on vacation, all types of just private weddings, everything. I focused on those because that pays a little bit better, and so it made me feel a little more comfortable. And so this year I'm starting to do a little bit more of the bar stuff and taking road trips, going to Salt Lake and Boise and, you know, different cities that are not too far away, but it'll help me build my brand up a little bit. So, yeah, it's going good.
Good.
Long story short.
That's fantastic. So, you write your own music. Tell us a little bit how you come to create an idea.
I think writing and songwriting is another one of those things that you have to really be consistent with. And it's definitely something that you can practice at and get better at. It's another thing that there's online courses you can look into, but it's really, you know, it's a lot of people think of it as like this mystery creative process that people go through, but it really is just being consistent and showing up. And one of my favorite songwriters always talks about getting in the chair. You just got to sit down in the chair and write and, you know, do
you
that.
You mean to say there's work to this?
You actually have to work. It's pretty crazy.
And consistently you're saying, oh, nuts.
Yeah, but it doesn't feel like work. It's fun work.
Oh, yeah.
Do you tell any of your life story in your songs?
Say it again?
Do you tell any of your life stories about things you've been through?
Sure. Most of my songs are, at this point in my life, are pretty much about my life. I don't do a whole lot of like character writing or anything like that. If I do, it'll be just like an exaggerated version of like a trait that I have, something I can, you know, directly relate to, I guess.
Well, on that note, could we please request another one of those songs, Cole?
Absolutely. Circles going nowhere fast. Where do I go now? Anywhere but back. Will I ever feel like a man? Just another kid. Is it all just a waste of plan? Sun don't come up. glass. If I can only find a laugh.
Hey, great.
Thank you.
Love that one. Love that one. You know, coming from the Pfizer medical group, they point out that listening to or making music increases the blood flow to brain regions that generate and control emotions. The limbic system, which is involved in this process, lights up when our ears perceive music. The chills you feel when you hear a particularly moving piece of music may be the result of dopamine, a neurotransmitter that triggers sensation of pleasure and well-being. As your brain becomes familiar with a particular song, your body may release dopamine on just hearing the very first few notes of the song. Just as Pavlov's dogs learn to associate food with a ringing bell and eventually begin drooling at the very sound of a bell, even when no food was in sight, our bodies actively anticipate pleasure upon hearing familiar notes. So it's so fascinating to think how much more goes on with music than simple listening. And wanted to point out also that playing an instrument is very, very supportive of all the mental processes. And in one study by Pfizer, 13 older adults took piano lessons and their attention, memory, and problem-solving abilities improved statistically significantly, along with their moods and quality of life. And that group said you don't have to become a pro, just take a few lessons for some brain exercises and for some brain precision. So you're actually quite a therapist here today, Cole.
Nice. Very cool.
Yes. This is all cool stuff, isn't it?
It's very cool. I'm learning a lot today.
Yeah. Well, we are getting soothed and stimulated while this process is ongoing.
What's coming up in your entertainment life here?
I'm about to go to Denver next week. I'll be in Denver for about a week and a half. And then other than that, I'm going to stay around here for most of the summer.
Mm-hmm.
August, we're going to Seattle. September, we're going to South Dakota. That may be backwards, but either way, I'm going to stay here around the summer. There's a music festival I'm doing in Idaho, the Valley Music Festival. That'll be a lot of fun. But yeah, I'm just going to hang around here, try to enjoy the summer as much as I can, and play when I can.
Do you have a backup group at all? Or?
Mm-hmm. I do have a band, yes, sir. Huh. Yeah, right now it's just drums and a bass player.
Hey, neat.
And we have a show coming up at the Westerner, the 24th of May, and that'll actually be a four-piece. So mm-hmm. They only allow four pieces up there. So
where's the Westerner?
Do you know where Stacy's is?
I guess I don't.
Gallatin Gateway.
Oh, yes. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
There. By where Jump is.
Yeah, it's across the street.
Oh, okay.
There. Yeah, yeah.
All right.
I have a confession to make about Arliss. When he was closer to your age, he was with a traveling singing group.
Oh, fun.
And he played the tub.
This was in junior college. We had a guitar player, a singer, we all sang. And then for some reason, the music teacher at the college suggested I turn a tub upside down, get a bass fiddle string, put a tinker toy on one end.
Oh, sure.
And
broomstick.
Put a broomstick.
Yep. Boom, 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 I've boom, seen boom, that, yep.
It worked great. Nice. Everybody loved
and,
it.
That was fun.
Yeah. Heck yeah. Did you go and see him?
Although she didn't know me for many years after that.
Yeah. It was later in college when I ran into him, but he's
we say the Kingston Trio stuff.
Okay.
Back in the 60s and that kind of thing.
That's awesome. Heck yeah.
Could we please beg for one more song?
Absolutely. Just one more?
Oh, no. More than that. What did you want?
No. Yeah.
There's a piece of me I left behind at the bottom of that longleaf pine, you know. Poison oak and poison ivy, daisy young that flew right by me. Driving through that city and it used to look so pretty, where to go. Never looked, but trouble found me. Ignorance still rings resounding. Make it back before street lights on. Don't care where you've been, just make it home before your supper's cold. Wish I could be that old again. Yesterday I found an heart, memories ain't always made of gold. Worth the charm and worth the hassle, freedom lies beyond the castle. And I promised I'd not fall apart, tenderness lied to my heart before. That 89 can go much faster, driving towards a greener pasture. Make it back before street lights on. Don't care where you've been, just make it home before your supper's cold. Wish I could be that old. Tried to find some peace, believe me, separate that bottle from my soul. Never thought to turn around, ended up on solid ground. Make it back before street lights on. I don't care where you been, boy, making home. I miss the days I didn't feel so grown. Now my bed is cold. Wish I could make it my own again. Again.
I wanted to ask, I know the article we read in a local magazine, how life experiences shape things like music. You had some difficult experiences in your young teenage years. Is there anything there that has influenced your music, like losing your father?
It feels like not until recently, just because I haven't ever been able to write about him, like, I guess write about him in a way that I appreciated. I've written about it in the past, but it's always just kind of felt like wasn't good. It wasn't up to par with what I wanted it to sound like. And so it's always been kind of a struggle, because as a songwriter, you know, your job as an artist is to kind of air your dirty laundry in a way. It's the way you get the most authenticity, and it's what people appreciate. And I feel like that's the way to help the most people. And so it's always kind of been a weird thing for me, because I felt like I wasn't good enough because I couldn't write about him. And it also always felt like I had to write this one song that was about my dad. Everything would be okay. Like, it, all of the feelings, all the emotions, everything would be in that one song, and it'd just be the perfect song to just, cool, I'm done.
That closure.
I'm finished. Yeah. And then I just kind of realized when I started writing this one, I started with the melody. I had no idea it was going to be about my dad or anything. I just started with the melody. I really enjoyed the melody. And it just kind of started flowing out. And I guess in the middle of it when I was writing it, I realized it was about my dad. I was like, well, it doesn't have to be perfect. And it doesn't have to be the only song. It can be about just one emotion. You know, it can be about just one aspect of, you know, the thing that I was going through. And that relieved a lot of the pressure of having to write this perfect song about, you know, what happened with him and everything. So it was a big moment for me, and I'm really proud of the song. I think it sounds really good. It's one of my favorite ones, both melodically and lyrically. But
can you play it now?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I appreciate you bringing that up, man.
This is for your dad.
Yeah. Yeah, it's kind of, I do a lot of, like, perspective writing, I guess, what you call it, where you write, like, mm-hmm. in the shoes of other people.
Uh-huh.
Empathy, right?
That's a good name for it. Perspective
yeah.
writing.
Mm-hmm. So I do that in a good bit of my songs, but this one's a mixture of both my feelings and kind of what I feel like he would be thinking or saying to me at one point or another.
Hey! foolish ways. God, answer my prayers. Lead me to think there ain't nothing out there. I'm tired and I'm well away. I can't live one more day. This life of despair.
Okay, we're recovering from that wonderful gift, and we appreciate so much the creativity that brought that to you. It's interesting, back to Johns Hopkins, they tell us that music therapy has been shown to be effective in reducing pain perception, which we're dealing here with your father. There's emotional pain and there's physical pain, but music actually helps reduce both of those. And they've done so many studies about that. And did you know that focusing on music actually reduces your brain's perception of pain? So when we're in pain, what would be a good thing to do? Find some music and soak yourself in that music. And it's just so research-based. It's like one of our best therapeutic tools. And it also helps you get in touch with your emotions, as it did with you and the loss of your father. Yeah. And so then what you do in writing and singing about that helps others get in touch with their pain.
I was wondering, you have a family, how do they deal with your music and your career development?
Like, oh, they're so supportive.
Yeah. Wife and child?
My wife actually works for me. She does a lot of bookings and all my social media, which is the two least favorite parts of my job. So she handles most of that. Mm-hmm. My mother's always been super, super supportive. Everybody's great.
All right.
I'm super blessed in that aspect.
So she gets to travel with you mostly?
We have a dog now, so she stays at home with the dog. She will go on a few trips with me. I think we're going to go to Seattle. That's where her family's from. Mm-hmm. So we'll take a nice little road trip out there and see them.
Is she a musician?
She's not, no.
She's an appreciator of music.
She is a horse girl through and through.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay, I don't know if you happened to see it, but maybe about 2 weeks ago, there was some wonderful filming of a gentleman going out with his guitar and a little mic and sitting next to a fence and singing and playing. And animals kept walking up to him horses, elephants, cows, pigs, everywhere he went, the barn or wherever, he just sat down and started playing. And they came and actually stood so close to him, some of them nuzzled him. And so it's fascinating to see that animals really responded just amazingly to just the kind of music that you make.
You mentioned elephants. He must have been in Africa.
No, probably a zoo.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah, he was in America, but he tried all different kinds of animals. Even ducks and birds came and gathered and sat on his shoulders. And because he was so quiet and just sat there and made the music, they felt totally comfortable, evidently, coming right up to him.
Well, we know that biblically in the Old Testament, that David would play, and it would be very dealing with emotions that he was having, either anger, sadness, romance. So it's universal.
Yeah.
It's funny though, my dog is the exact opposite. I saw that video you're talking about. My dog, he won't even be in the same room as
you
me.
Just get out of here.
He hates it. I think it's just too loud for him.
Uh-huh. Okay.
He just doesn't like loud noises at all. But
okay.
Yeah, he will walk straight out.
That's fascinating.
It's hilarious.
Well, for sure that dogs have distinctly different personalities. We have a brother and a sister dog born out of the same litter, and one of them is very interactive, jumping you, wanting things, always in your way, wants to be with you, whether it's music, exercise, whatever. The other one likes to sleep and look at you like, yeah, guys, I'm okay over here.
Yeah.
So music therapy, pet therapy. Okay.
Yes. And I just was going to ask you, there's one person writing about music who says that you need to jumpstart your creativity by listening, if you're an older person especially, to the music that your kids and grandkids listen to. Mm-hmm. Because we all tend to listen to the kind of music we're used to. Mm-hmm. What do you say about branching out? And do you ever go back and play some of the golden oldies?
Oh, yeah.
Talk
all the time.
Tell us about that.
I listen to more old music than I do new music. Old being old, like anything earlier than the 2000s. I know that's not super old, but yeah, I don't listen to a whole lot of new music just because I like to, like, new music all came from the old stuff. So I like to go and see where the roots of everything were. And I like to read books about the history and then go and listen to those artists and try to figure out, like, what made Robert Johnson so good for his time. Because you listen to it now compared to a modern day artist, like, similar genre, and it's completely different. And you're like, well, this new guy's better. You know, but you go back and listen to it and you try to put yourself in like that time period and you're like, wow, he's the first guy to start doing this kind of thing on the guitar, you know? Mm-hmm. So that's kind of how I listen. I like old stuff. I like literally everything. There's not a genre that I don't listen to.
Okay. Let me try you on that. Opera.
I don't know the last time I listened to opera, and I couldn't name any artists, but I have listened to it before.
Uh-huh.
Who are your favorites?
Well, I was just reading a quote from W.H. Auden, a noted author. No opera plot can be sensible, for in a sensible situation, people do not sing. So, you know, just looking at opera, it's telling a story, and usually there's heartache involved. And Ed Gardner says about it, opera is when a guy gets stabbed in the back and instead of bleeding, he sings. You know, so that's a whole different, you know, setup there. But
I've never learned to appreciate rap. I know it's a message and a lot of people love it and they feel communicated with. And as I'm listening to music, though, I go back and I think of some talking songs, even some country western people did. About the little Honda and the Cadillac racing, you know. It's just the talk. And even Roger, what was his name?
Whitaker.
Not Whitaker. The country western Anyway, it was just more a lot of talking, and which rap is, although there's different kinds. But do you appreciate rap or?
I do.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. There's a lot of rap I like.
Yeah.
Outkast is one of my favorite groups. Oh. I really like 2 Chainz.
Uh-huh.
He's one of my favorites.
So you really love it all. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. I try to. Well, even if I don't like, if I'm not naturally drawn to it, because like I'm not naturally drawn to opera.
Yeah.
But I can still listen to it and appreciate it.
Yeah.
Specifically with opera, just their vocal technique is insane.
Oh, yeah.
And I mean, I started taking voice lessons, I guess, 2 years ago now.
Mm-hmm.
And so learning that stuff, and voice lessons, we learn musical theater pieces and all kinds of stuff, and just breath control and stamina and everything. It's,
yes.
What they do is incredible.
We had a fabulous opera singer on the show at one point.
Oh, cool.
To talk about her experiences, and she was also a songwriter as well as a musician, and Grandmother Mira was on. She was 92 at the time, still singing.
I bet it got loud in here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So.
Yeah, it's incredible.
Do we get another song,
sure.
Cole?
Sure, yeah, absolutely.
Thank you.
Backstory while I'm tuning in. This one is one that I wrote about my wife. When we first started dating, I had a pretty bad drinking problem. And she kind of got to the point where it was like, okay, dude, either stop drinking like you are or find somebody else. So, I decided to cut back on the drinking. And I wrote this song. And it's kind of about I guess she kind of gave me an ultimatum in her head. I didn't really know about it, but she gave me an ultimatum. And, so that's why I wrote this one. It's called 50-50. Dresser, I don't know where it's from. The guy who left it for me said he had his last one. He said it's probably for the best that he's quitting all his fun. Last calls at heaven when there's nowhere to run. Losing time is on the cusp. More drinking, he's had enough. He should probably leave, should have probably been home. He should know now why she's threatening to go. While his breath is on fire, bartenders yelling don't. Everything you tell him's like talking to a ghost. Cause the only thing he knows is there's a 50-50 chance. This is on
should probably leave, should have probably been home. He should know now why she's threatening to go, while his breath is on fire, bartender's yelling don't. Everything you tell him's like talking to a ghost, cause the only thing he knows is there's a 50-50 chance. Informed me, said he didn't want
none. Oh, she provided such motivation, did she not? Oh, good for her.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What is her name?
Joelle.
Joelle, that was excellent work.
There's a famous song, Jolene.
Yep.
I always loved that song. Yeah.
There's two famous songs, Jolene.
Oh, is there?
Yeah. There's a Ray LaMontagne. It's like one of my all-time favorite songs. Jolene. Yeah.
Well, not only did that music and your music help you to overcome that drinking problem that you had when you were younger, another study from the Brain Journal points out that adults who suffered a stroke and listened to music daily experienced significantly greater gains in verbal memory and cognition after 2 months than stroke survivors who listened to audiobooks and those who didn't listen to either. So in other words, that glory of music is that it really helps the brain. It's like sunshine and flowers to the brain, or even better. So what you're doing, you can consider yourself highly therapeutic, Cole. Highly.
Mm-hmm. Very cool.
Yeah.
Any other life experiences that were significant to you that you've put into music? You mentioned your wife and your father and anything else of...
Yeah, not quite to that level, but there was I almost got robbed in Fort Worth when I was on the road. I wrote a song about that.
It's like being mugged kind of thing?
Kinda, yeah. I brought my trailer. I was pulling it behind my truck, and that's what I was sleeping in. And so I was in my trailer, and it was probably 3 a.m., 4 a.m. maybe, and I felt it shaking. And I was like, oh, God. So I grabbed my gun, and I walked to the back. And I snuck to the back so he didn't feel me, like, shaking the car or anything. And I popped out the back real quick, and he took off running. And there's this homeless man. He grabbed my sweaty gym bag. I didn't have anything valuable up front, but he busted the passenger window and grabbed the sweaty gym bag and was running. So I chased him down, and I got to about, I mean, from me to you, probably 4 feet from him. And, you know, pointed a gun at him and everything, and I was just like, God, I can't do this.
Yeah.
And it went from just rage to, like, immediately feeling really bad for this dude. And he had already dropped all my stuff. He was just sitting there shaking, hands up and everything. And, so I just turned around and walked back and drove all the way from Fort Worth to here with a garbage bag over my passenger window. But other than that, it was...
But a traumatic experience for... Yeah.
Yeah, it was a little bit. So, yeah, I wrote a song about him. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, this one's called Nothing But a Plan. Take that gun out of your hand. ain't man enough to try. Unload on him where he stands. Wash the life from his eyes. Who sings that song? The same, although it seems moving along. Sometimes I'm out of luck and out of means, humming along so desperately. It ain't happened in a while. 'Cause what I got don't feel like much. To have it all still wouldn't be enough. Who sings that song? About a broken heart, broken dreams. We're all the same, although it seems. Moving along. Sometimes I'm out of luck and out of means, coming along so desperately. That picture rides away inside my head. Rid myself of what's already a dead man. Shoot at what I probably would have been. Search for reasons why. Find the truth among the lies. Watch him as his breath comes to an end. And all I see is red. That picture rides away inside my head. Rid myself of what's already a dead man. Shoot at what I probably would have been. No hope, nothing but a plan. Nothing but a plan.
Wow, thanks. Your songs reflect a lot of empathy. How you felt for him, with him, saw it from his eyes too.
Yeah.
And that is interesting, yeah.
And in that song, I actually ended up killing him.
Okay.
It was just kind of like a thing that, like, it felt like the right time to build up in that bridge. And so I just...
Some empathy plus death.
Yeah, yeah. It's like a little bit of satisfaction, but yeah.
But I was, you didn't harm the actual person.
No.
What, bitch?
I was trying to capture... I was trying to convey the anger that I felt right before I walked up to him. Like, when I was running up to him.
Yeah.
Mm. And just the anger I felt driving home with that garbage bag. Just
every minute. Oh.
Yeah. No, I didn't really want to kill him. I don't want to kill anybody.
That makes me recall, we lived in Oklahoma City for a while, and a bunch of kids from the other side of the tracks, we all came over, and I caught them stealing bicycles. Mm-hmm. They all took off, but I grabbed one of them. It's just a little kid, little sweaty kid. I'm going, okay, what am I going to do? So I said, hey, I'll let you go tell your friends they can have the bicycles and don't steal them. Yeah. So in another case, I ran down a secretary lost. The guy came in, grabbed a purse and ran. I chased him and chased him and chased him. He finally got tired of running, so did I. He threw the purse down, and I got it back. So
for his secretary.
Yeah. And the last one, a guy stealing another bicycle. I took off after him with the car, got up right next to him. I thought, what am I going to do, run him off the road?
Yeah.
No? So, hey, he got the bicycle. Yeah. So, yeah, real life experiences. You write about it. And sing about it.
Yeah.
More important. Wow.
I was going to ask, we don't have much time left. Tell us how to book. Give us your email, phone numbers, how your wife could if somebody had a wedding or an event or a party, a picnic.
Sure. So everything can be done through coldeckermusic.com. If you go to my homepage, there's a tab at the top that'll say booking. You can submit a form there. You can also just email right to my email. It's just coldeckermusic@gmail.com. Mm-hmm. So,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Say all that one more time.
Okay. Website, coldeckermusic.com. At the top, there's a list of menu items, and you'll just click the booking. You can fill out a form there, or you can just email directly at coldeckermusic@gmail.com. coldeckermusic@gmail.com.
Got it. Wow, thank you. This has been a journey with you this morning, Cole.
It's been lovely. I learned a lot. Thank y'all for having me.
We're highly therapized as well.
Very fortunate that you agreed to do this. You're excellent.
Absolutely.
You're very good.
Thank you.
The listening audience knows that they can go to these websites or the email, Gmail, and book you. And, hey, this wonderful musician gave us some CDs we get to listen to. So, thank you for coming. I thank the audience, Gallatin Valley, listening in to KGVM FM 95.9 or KGVM.org. And this show will be on the air in a couple of weeks, most likely. And you can even download it and keep it if you wish. But as we sign off for this program, we want to thank you again for the excellent, outstanding music. I hope it goes very well for you, continues to go well for you. Thank you very much.